Welcome to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Hello and welcome to this month's episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. I am Crow, and with me this month is my co-host Thaxos.
Hey, hey.
With us is Frost.
What's up, guys?
Tobias Creed.
Hey.
And Pinocchio.
Hello.
Fair bit of Murph news for this month.
Murph news!
So first up, we want to give a warm welcome to our newest app team member, Vay Oyer.
All right, our first question comes from Jones, with an emphasis on the Joe. Mandos don't... Nah. Whatever. Mandos don't dance, they boogie. Well, that is true, we do boogie, mm-hmm. because dancing is not the Star Wars way. Boogie is the correct Star Wars way. I mean, we want to be as best as we can. And actually, it's hard to boogie, right, guy? I mean, it's hard to dance. You know, we have to boogie in armor, right?
As YouTube will show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you have to realize that when you're in costume, you have to do what you can do. And we boogie. That was terrible.
Yes, we do.
We do.
This is a question from somebody called Leonard. Hi, Leonard. How you doing? Leonard asks, do you ever get bread stuck to the roof of your mouth when eating a sandwich? Actually, no, Leonard, I'm not an ingrate, so I do not get bread stuck to the ceiling of my mouth. Neither does anybody else here, especially not Sean.
No.
In fact, gluten-free bread, although it's argued as to whether or not it's actually bread, is impossible to get stuck to the roof of your mouth since of the, due to the nature of the composition of that gluten-free bread.
In that it is completely substance and taste-free.
It is, in fact, just solidified air. It requires a philosopher's stone to make the process complete. So obviously there are only a few producers of gluten-free bread in the world. However, suffice to say,
products.
The only people who get bread stuck to the roofs of their mouths are, in fact, heathens. And Cretans.
And if you want to try to make that bread into toast, the gluten-free stuff, you cannot even toast it. You have to take like a blowtorch to it. Not even then you can like toast it. It's made out of silicon and polypropylene. Very nasty.
Yeah.
However, it makes an excellent, excellent CRL approvable material for your armor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You can use it pretty much anywhere as, like, padding. It's good for knee armor.
I've actually used it to patch holes in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Roofing anything.
Yep.
Wheeler asks, how much wood does a woodchuck chuck when woodchuck chucks a verp? And that would be 7.345 kilograms.
Repeating, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, 7.345 kilograms. Write that down. It's important. You will see this information later.
It will be on the test.
Yeah, there's a test later.
We actually made sure to go ahead. We made sure to go ahead and get with Woodchuck. He actually, it's a very scientific figure. You see, mm-hmm. he's made like 150 different weapons for people, and as a result, he had to average all of them together.
Right.
So.
And of course, it's in kilograms. Don't forget that.
Yes. And it is in kilograms. Important. He wanted to make it metric just so that way our foreign listeners would actually be able to understand what we're talking about, since the only place
and
that uses
mostly
it
our Canadians.
Is us now.
Yeah. It is worth noting that that weight figure does not include any sort of plastics. You know, so it doesn't include any sort of PVC barrels or shrouding or anything.
Yes,
because
this is in fact
you did
only
ask
the
about
wood heat chucks.
Yeah.
The wood only.
Right.
Yeah. Although woodchuck has been known to occasionally use wood pipes.
Yes, that's true.
So if you're ever wondering why it costs so much for a woodchuck fur, that's why. He has a laboratory that he has to figure all this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very difficult to grow a wood pipe tree, but it can be done.
Yes.
Yes, it requires years and years of effort and special training. Mm-hmm. And we are just very fortunate to have Woodchuck as a member of our community, so he can do those things for us.
And Kirk asks, very, very deep question, how far away are you?
That is really deep.
In my case, it is actually fairly deep. Because yeah. I'm right now actually... on vacation. I'm staying at Sea Lab 1.
Mm. He's 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Are you in pod 6?
I am actually in pod 4.
Okay, because there are delicious pies in pod 6. Total suck pod, I hear, but, you know, still delicious pies.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to head on over to pod 6 here in a minute.
All right.
But so for me, it is actually a literally deep question. I am approximately... 50,000 fathoms underwater, which is almost 20,000 leagues. It is actually a literally deep question. What about all you guys? How far away are you?
I'm actually figuring that out with Google Maps. Let's see.
I'm gonna have to wait till the night falls so I can check my astrolabe.
Oh, okay.
While you figure that out, Ian, I'll tell mine. Okay, I'm actually 9,000 licos from the nearest gas station, which, if you translate that into Blorgachecks, I am 10 Blorgachecks from that gas station. So, I mean, if you think about it, in relation, I'm right there, you know?
I believe Blorgachek is actually the Thanagarian unit of measurement, but... Since they don't actually drive anywhere, a Blorgachek, I believe, is the equivalent of a day and a half's worth of travel, but they also have six-hour days. So I'm not really sure what that converts to in real time.
Well, you had to do the math, but it's that's not my job. I'm just telling the facts.
Fair enough.
I have found that I am, depending on the route I take, about 2,605 miles away.
I'm approximately 7.3 hours by moose away.
Mm-hmm. It would be faster by caribou, but they're not as fuel efficient.
Yeah, they're not as reliable. They need more brakes. Mm. So,
as we have explained to Thaxos on many occasions, being that he is Canadian, but here in the States, we still prefer all of our measurements to be based on the foot of good King Henry. Mm-hmm. So... based on the good king's length of foot, I'm approximately 7,000 miles away.
7,000?
7,000.
Is that in Georgian or is that in Jamesian units?
That would, of course, be Jamesian.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. I was just making sure.
What are you in a Georgian then?
Well, typically Georgian units are no longer used due to the fact that...
The answer is math.
Okay, because here in Iowa, we go by Georgian. We don't go by the Jamesian stuff.
Well, then you use some of that Iowan math.
It's Iowan the conversion math. Rate. I can't carry the 3, okay?
You need to work out more then.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And our next question comes from Alex, who asks, what is the URL for the radio station that is our podcast? So, it's actually quite an easy URL to remember. It's ducksarethebest.com, and we have all our podcasts there, as well as additional features and screensavers, if you are so inclined, as well as some animated GIFs.
GIFs.
Did you say GIFs?
It is GIF.
I'm sorry.
It is still GIF.
Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast has been suspended.
Yeah.
There will be no further podcast until we can correct this horrible, horrible slur.
Yeah. You can't go, like, I understand that the man who supposedly invented the GIF has said that we've been pronouncing it wrong for over a decade. However, you'd think...
He's a software engineer. He's not a linguist.
And you'd think that with the advent of the internet,
and rest my case.
You think that with the use of the internet, he could have maybe corrected us earlier, if it was such a problem.
Additionally, I just have one very important question to ask.
Yeah.
So okay, let's just take it on faith that it is in fact GIF.
Sure.
So does that mean it is pronounced graphics?
No.
Because
it is the graphic interface.
No, it's not.
Format.
Are we getting into the A to Z argument again?
I've always wondered how is TIFF pronounced then?
TIFF?
Hold up.
Could be.
If you can't just take like the sound of each starting letter from the acronym to make the acronym noise.
Typically that is how it works though. Like, you know, if in the word that the acronym shortens, say you have a C sound. If the C is usually a soft S sound, that's usually how it's represented in the acronym.
Yes. So that's if the acronym is being used as a monosyllabic, however, whereas if you are pronouncing the letters, for example,
then you just pronounce
all of the letters.
It's not shia.
Then how's the peanut butter brand pronounced? GIF?
That is GIF, but they
that
use,
is GIF,
yeah,
but
they
that's
use
not an
GIF.
acronym.
GIF and JIF are the same word.
No.
Well, English.
GIF uses, but... the peanut butter uses the letter J, for one.
Yeah,
it also has two
saying,
F's, which would actually be the
GIF
phonetically
Jeff,
correct pronunciation
how do you say
of that
the peanut
word.
Butter? Well, you don't eat peanut butter, do you, Thaxos?
Why not? Yes, I do.
Oh, I thought that was part of your allergy. But anyway.
Okay.
Hey, safe bet. We're looking out for you.
It's a terrible bet.
Peanut butter. Okay.
The one thing we can agree on would be water.
The one thing we can agree on, other than, you know, other than mandas are pretty cool,
yeah,
is that peanut butter is also pretty cool.
This is true.
I've not ate peanut butter in a while.
Unless it's on toast, then it's pretty warm.
That's true.
That is true. I cannot debate that. I cannot debate that and win.
I know it's GIF. Next question.
All right, this comes from Morbius, and it's probably the most simple question. Not a deep question, like, how far away are you?
All right, back.
Kirk or All right, let's go.
Oh, happily. Jordan is asking, when will the Mandalorians rise again? It would be nice to trade in a Sith Empire and Galactic Republic for a warrior society. And this is actually a very easy answer. Tuesday. This will be happening Tuesday. Put this on your calendar. It happens Tuesday. Make plans. Get ready. It's coming.
So you got a week to prepare. In our cases, because we're recording on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to this on a Monday, get with it.
You better.
You don't have much time.
Yeah.
Get all the milk and bread that you can handle, because it's happening.
Yeah.
And if you forgot where the meetup was, you know, they said, here's where we meet to rise again. If you forgot where that is, well, then you're late to the party.
Yeah. It's at the rec center.
On Tuesdayville Street.
Yes.
Yep.
Tuesday at the rec center, we rise again.
Yep.
Yep.
Cake and cookies will be
additionally,
there.
Additionally, we will
That's
also
right.
be meeting at the... at Big Mac's frozen yogurt bar,
there will be punch and pie.
More people will come.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If you have punch and pie.
Yep.
Exactly.
will draw them to our glorious, glorious righteous cause.
That's right.
Frozen yogurt and punch and pie.
And the first people that come to the rec center, the first 10 people in line, will get a door prize. So make sure you get there early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't spoil what the prize is, but tote bags are really cool.
Yep.
Yes, we actually have a lot of them. No one's buying these tote bags, so we have to give them away.
That is legitimately true.
Who doesn't want a tote bag? Why would you not want a tote bag?
And our next question comes from the user Forced Cumin, who asks, if you fall down on your front and you're wearing a jetpack, how long does it take you to remember that nature documentary when you saw a turtle flip itself over to realize how you should ride yourself?
See, I don't wear a jetpack, so I don't really...
I don't have a jetpack either.
Yeah. Do any of us actually use jetpacks?
I have one, I just never wear it.
Right.
It's under
for that exact
seems
reason,
like
right?
A wise plan, honestly.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you fall down, it'll take a minute.
And if you don't have life alert, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just done.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you have to fire it, and you're just shooting off down the street at high speed.
On your face.
However, that is a very good way to weather your plates.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's like, oh, how'd you get that sweet, like, road scrape? Well, funny you should ask.
I fell.
I tried to get up.
All right. Yeah. From BanthaTrack74, he asked, how many cell phones can I attach to my gauntlet before it looks too earthy? And Brian, you have the answer to this one, right?
The answer is one. At one, it looks too earthy.
However, two kind of can get by, especially
it starts to come back around.
Yeah, especially if they're on the same gauntlet.
Yeah, yes. And the question is it an iPhone or a 1991 brick phone?
No, you have to go with those Nokia phones that, like, no matter what you do, you cannot destroy it.
No, you can't use a Nokia phone on your gauntlet to attach it, because that's not an accessory. That is the armor.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay.
Your gauntlet is made of the Nokias.
My cod plate is actually my cod plate's made out of Nokia 5150s.
Mm.
Fair enough.
That's why people can't get good reception to it.
Zing. And MapleGuzzler77 asks, how many lightsabers can my Mando carry if he has a third robotic arm? Well, I do have a clarification question on that. Like, it is very important whether we're talking, is the third robotic arm just an arm that is robotic and it is cumulatively third? Or are we talking, it is the third robotic arm on your person? So in which case, I'm assuming you got five going on there.
That is true. That is a very important distinction, because a third robotic arm could mean that you have a third arm that is, in fact, robotic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a third robotic arm, suggesting that you actually have sort of a plethora of mechandrites.
Yeah.
Like to do your bidding.
Servo harness, sort of, like Doc Ock kind of things going on.
Right, yeah.
And the answers vary wildly, because additionally, we also need to determine whether or not this one robotic arm is in fact a single robotic arm, similar to that you might see on Cyborg from Teen Titans, or if it is in fact one of those sort of combo robotic arms, kind of like General Grievous has got.
In which case, it could be like seven arms.
Yeah, in which case, it's like a Swiss Army arm.
Yeah.
Which point, who even knows how many lightsabers could be on there?
Right.
I'm going with 17 lightsabers. That sounds correct to me.
I think so.
Yeah.
We did have that...
I think the math adds up on that one, yeah.
We did that.
I can get behind that.
I can never remember his name, but there's a character in that's introduced in the New Jedi Order novels that he actually has lightsabers, like, embedded in his wrists, elbows, and his knees. So, I mean, he's got six without actually even holding the lightsaber. So
that's
a
good point.
I think the 17 is very, very plausible.
Yeah,
he's just like
a
porcupine of lightsabers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and there's plenty of alien races that have multiple arms. So imagine if you're like, what was the name of that guy? He was the same race as... what's his face? The bartender? General what's his guy?
Yeah, General, I can never remember his name, but yeah, he has two double-bladed lightsabers.
Yes, so, I mean, and that's, he has two sets of arms. Yeah. So we're not even considering the possibility that this third robotic arm could in fact be wielding double-bladed lightsabers, which then begs the question, does a double-bladed lightsaber, for this example, count as two lightsabers? Because they are in fact two lightsabers, they're just attached at the back end.
And if that's the case, that means we'd be up to around 34.
Yeah.
Not to mention the triple-bladed lightsabers.
Yes, that's true.
Albeit quite rare.
Very rare, but they are out there.
Some people use them. Yeah.
And we've also got like the light. I'm trying to remember what those weapons are called.
So the light whip.
No, it's like a light whip, but it's got pieces in the middle of it. Like it's got metal pieces, like
still,
a flail.
They still call it a light whip.
I think it's just a light whip still.
So are we at 53 or 67?
It's like a light cat and
nine tails. I think we're at 67.
Okay.
After all, lightsabers are best defense when you just have 1,000 of them on your body.
Yeah, that's true, because eventually you're just going to obstruct so much of the area between you and the enemy that it's essentially a lightsaber shield at that point.
Yeah,
like,
so it's infinite.
Yeah, like, they're going to shoot a turbo laser at you or whatever, and it's impossible for them to miss. You could probably block the Death Star with that, if we're honest.
Yeah,
you're just a glowy rainbow ball.
And you wouldn't need to even actually have any sort of technique in, you know, your counterattack. You just need to sort of just step forward.
Just exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like General Grievous. We saw that General Grievous was able to... He had technique, but his technique was clearly not able to match up to Obi-Wan. The guy had four lightsabers, and Obi-Wan's got, you know, his one sort of mid-length one.
Obi-Wan did motorboat thing.
He still beats General Grievous down. Well, in this case,
if General Grievous had
thought about installing a third robotic arm and using double-bladed lightsabers instead, he might have been able to perform this technique, or rather lack of technique, where you are just the lightsaber ball. You're like Sonic the Hedgehog doing the power spin.
Yeah, nothing can stop Sonic, so...
But Obi-Wan did have his beard, so that does get... You can tip the scales back in his favor.
I mean...
Fair enough.
I cannot argue
against that point.
So what you do is you have your 73 lightsabers and a beard.
And then you're just unstoppable.
Oh, that's true, because they do make cybernetic beards in Star Wars. I mean,
they do.
Clearly they make cybernetic hands, and they're fairly good quality. So one can just assume that they would have the capability of making a cybernetic beard.
Darth Malak.
Cybernetic beard. So if... If he had had the foresight to have the third robotic arm with the double or triple-bladed lightsabers, theoretically speaking, he could have gotten a beard as well, which also would have put him on even footing with Obi-Wan's beard. At which point, I mean, General Grievous would have been unstoppable. He could have just walked up to, you know, Darth Sidious and been like, "What up, son?" And that would be the end. That's the end of the Star Wars.
That's, spoiler alert, that's the plot for Episode 7.
You know, it very well might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we haven't said too much and you guys will still enjoy the film, but yeah, that's where that stands.
Beach ball.
And, I mean, as you guys are aware from all of our various rumors that have all turned out to be entirely factual, we do have some sources that other people may not have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say we're better than you. We are, but...
That's not to say we are.
Yeah, it's not to say we are.
It's just Eric to say we are.
Yes. Well, I'm just being honest.
Yes.
I feel like it would be a disservice to our listeners for them to labor under that misunderstanding.
Quite.
We have another question. This one comes from Kirin Aden, Dar Skarada Fett, Prudy, Talon, Verda, Kiram, Hetish, Trayson, Ori, Shabala, Jaden, Solis, Sheb, Ordo, Best God, Kandosi. And he asks, what is a Mandalo? And that's actually a very important question. I know that pretty much most of us here at the podcast like to think of ourselves as Mandalos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, because a Mandalo's not a phony.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a pejorative.
Mm-hmm. It's a badge of honor.
Yeah, we're nerds, we're cosplayers, and we're all Mandalos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He power bombs people into thumbtacks.
And we've actually got a special guest on here to answer, as he's our resident Mandalorian language expert, linguistics expert. So we've got a question from Wraith, and I'll let our linguistics expert Merle here answer it for you.
Hi, guys. Tian gar li zay zhor hai mandoa. Tian zhor here mandoa kui zhan yik par mando ade. And, well, that is a very, very difficult question. I believe the answer is Kopani Mershmure She Vode. Bam.
Word up.
Definitely.
And as we all know, the Mandos will rise again.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
At the rec center.
Bunch of bye.
That's about all we have for this month's episode of Kel Dobby Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. And I am Crow, and for Tobias Creed, Frost, Pinocchio, and Thaxos, have a good one.
All right. May the wish power be with you.
Strawberry milk.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time...